Okay. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. The first poem is a memory poem called Blazing. Blazing, 22. I'm tethered like a goat to a stake in the middle of the lot as we go round and round, her words rushing forth almost too fast for me to catch. We circle the parking lot with its patch of beaten down grass, a warped plastic fish cleaning table, and a rusty pole hung with a windsock at its center. I walk alongside my mother as she gestures grandly, her hands chopping the humid air. Watching us, his glasses gleaming in the strong light, my father sits, his shadow stark against the siding of our cabin. We're too far away for him to hear my mother telling me of her latest affair. I'm sick to feel such joy, such bitterness towards my father. Like a feverish animal, I'm soured on everything. The dusty, flattened grass, the smell of rotting fish, the too hot sun blazing over everything. I teach at La Roche College, and from time to time, I'll walk on the grounds of the Mother House, where the Sisters of Divine Providence have their habitat, so to speak. They're a big building, and there's lovely grounds in front of it, very peaceful. This is called Memorial. At the Mother House grounds, Sisters of Divine Providence, the tangled crown of branches shivers with an electric hum that causes my skin to itch as carpenter bees fly and crawl over purple blossoms. This eastern redbud quivers with their industry as I lean carefully back against the trunk, squinting upwards. My day's work is almost done. If Julian of Norwich were here to see the zigzag of twigs swollen with buds of deep rose and purple, she would have approved. She who had a vision of Christ's head encircled with thorns, the blood running down his face like pellets of water pouring down the eaves of a house, the drops as round as the scales on a herring. She saw the divine pressing against the mortal world like the debris of leaves pressed onto the grates of storm drains after heavy rain. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. I pull my knees up to my chin and look down a slope so green I blink. A brace of ducks skim across a pond. The young go right in, heedless of the cold. This next poem is for my daughter, Maddie. And Maddie is a much better poet than I. And to our surprise and our joy, for my husband Bob and I, Maddie flew in this morning from New York City. So I was telling Bob and Maddie, this is like my dream audience. So in addition to everyone here, I'm grateful to see her again. To return is to carry. What would it mean to see with the eyes of a woman recently returned from the dead? What if her vision were funneled down to a narrow prism, a shaft of raw crystal edged in flame that sears away everything inconsequential? If a man were to walk past carrying wood, he would ignore her, a poor woman in a stained robe. She has no message to give, no alarm to raise. What could she tell him? Only what she never expected since she awakened, staring at a gray sky. To return is to carry a thirst so deep it seems like grief. Soon she must find a village, but for now rests in front of a bare tree, head in hands. What lasts? What lasts? One of the nicest things about being middle-aged is I don't have to worry about all of the crap I did when I was in my 20s and 30s. And so when I see my students, I think, oh, they are young, they are beautiful, but I wouldn't really want to relive those years of struggle again. So middle age, I think, bring it on. It's all okay. This is entitled Cooler Hours. I wander out to the balloon flowers, blue and swollen, opening into a haze of focused, determined bees. Once I thought I would know what I was doing, or at least enough to credibly fake it, so comfortable in my skin that I would dissolve into the motions of each hour. I water the blooms in the heat of late afternoon, when most of the water burns off, but some remains, sustaining them until cooler hours. The last poem has to deal with the death of my mother in the past year, and just how surprising I find this period of my life in my middle 50s. It's interesting, it's surprising, and it's sometimes very strange. Deep blue bowl. I think of how I saw my mother again today as I left school. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw her head in profile up above the roof of the college against a sky of azure blue, tiny white wings at her neck like a fluffy collar. She looked so happy, laughing with others whose faces I couldn't see, her face young and radiant as if she were in a group of high school friends at a dance or football game. And I'm surprised whenever I see her, and I've seen her a few times since she's died in November, how happy she is without me. Really, I want to say? You left me with boxes of photos and no one to call who will be interested in my day, down to its tiniest detail. I want to be somebody's child again, consoled and loved. As you grow younger, I grow older, under this sky, a deep blue bowl. Thank you. And our next poet is Randy Minnick. Randy.